As they develop their craft, filmmakers soon discover that they're going to have to learn a bit about fundraising to get their projects off the ground. They're going to have to come out from behind the camera and find a way to raise a serious amount of money. But there's hope for filmmakers these days. It's called Kickstarter, and it offers movie makers with a vision an opportunity to test the strength of their ideas. John Brecky's idea for a film called The Breath to Survive is in the final hours of Kickstarter fundraising, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
Like most filmmakers, you'd like to be shooting, you'd like to be writing, you'd like to be on the set, working with actors. Were you surprised when you became a movie maker how much time you're going to have to spend getting the money to do what you do?
Absolutely. It's 1,000 times more time consuming to both get the money and also get, you know, crew at lower than normal, you know, wages to help you.
And I'm sure that you've had this feeling many times of, you know, I just want to shoot this thing. Can I just shoot my script? Why does it have to be so hard, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think at the end of it, you know, some good fortune was going to come across me and my cast and my crew so mm-hmm. that, you know, we can all do more of this a little easier.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's set the stage a little bit. You have a film in the can.
Yeah.
Written by you, shot and directed by you. And what's the specific goal of this latest Kickstarter fundraising that you're doing?
We showed the near-finished film to some Hollywood professionals, experienced producers, and they really suggested that I add this new opening scene to the movie. And I knew right away that I should as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a matter of that. But, you know, I was pretty burned out financially and also just creatively. It was just hard for me to think about the fact of doing it. Like you said, it's so hard.
But, you know, that's an interesting part of the filmmaking process because it is exhausting. But also, toward the end of getting a script, realize you probably lose a little bit of perspective yourself, right? You've got the thing shot. And that's why notes, you know, I've had other filmmakers ask me for notes on script because they say, I don't have any distance from this anymore, right?
This film enabled me to grow and to polish in ways that I liken to a wood carver sculpting a Buddha out of a tree trunk.
Uh-huh.
And I've been very fortunate with a lot of artists and a lot of gifts, and this opening scene's one of them. And so, yeah, you're right. This has taken a year to polish,
uh-huh.
and a lot of gifts have come along the way. So,
And this particular polish is people giving you notes that said you might want to have a little more establishing of one of the key sort of motivation situations in your plot, right?
Yeah, you know, it's called A Breath to Survive. It's about a woman who unplugs from society and discovers the art in life.
Uh-huh.
And we needed to understand the stress a little bit more so we could enjoy the ride.
Why she unplugged and what the pressures were on her, that kind of thing.
And ironically, as you said, I'm revisiting my stress that led me to write this story while I get ready to shoot this open. I'm remembering.
Well, obviously, it came from a place inside you, right?
Yeah. I mean,
as any worthwhile idea does.
And so, about the perspective, uh-huh. I needed to get this far away from it to actually reenact that new opening scene.
Yeah. Well, and that's a function of the passage of time.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the thing shot. It's in the can. You've had some time to ponder it. And that's fairly common in a movie-making experience to sort of, if 6 months down the line, say, need a scene here, maybe a couple of shots there, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I don't think any professional producer or director is above and beyond a reshoot.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need them and sometimes you don't.
Well, it's also, I think you really, you know, it's such a collaborative art. You were telling me about how much you'd learned from a sound designer that you work with. And you have to draw on people who have specialties beyond your specialties, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You're a writer, you're a shooter, you're a director, but you've got to give things like music and sound design off to somebody else.
Absolutely. Emmy Award-winning sound designer. How many times does a local Hawaii filmmaker get a chance to work with somebody like that? It took my first Kickstarter success fundraising to be able to have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not diminish the local experts that help paint these pictures. DP, guys like Robbie Ripp, Greg Doy, Scotty Lissiter. I got a makeup artist like Tania Kahale who works on, they work on some of the biggest national things, and they help local artists like me. And without that, the picture wouldn't have been good enough to go to the sound designer.
Well, but and you've got to be able to also surrender a certain amount of creative control because you're not a makeup artist, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to say, I need something that works. I don't really know how it's achieved, but this is what my goal is. And then trust the makeup artist or the sound designer, the other specialists, right?
You know, this is shot in the red, which is 4x HD quality. And I guarantee you that if I didn't have an expert makeup artist like Tania Kahale, you'd be able to see the makeup.
Oh, HD has created all kinds of havoc for makeup artists, haven't it? Because you can just see every pore now.
Yeah, but in this film, it's perfect.
That's great.
You know.
So really the home stretch, right? You're going to get this scene. The Kickstarter funding is working, right? You're on track.
Yeah, we made our goal. People can still go to A Breath to Survive Kickstarter.com and help contribute because we're still using the money to pay the colorist and things like that. We're going to finish this scene, cut it pretty quickly because the movie's already scheduled for a release VIP cast and crew at Kahala Theater on July 11th.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. are under the gun, aren't you?
And it'll be my first Blu-ray surround sound experience.
Uh-huh. Well, this is pretty exciting, right?
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
This film's been 2 years.
From script to shooting to...
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Maybe an extra month or two.
Which is actually not bad for a feature film from soup to nuts, right?
I think it's about normal. Some people think that it's taken forever. But
it just seems that way, Jeff. That's because you haven't got any distance from it yet.
Yeah.
But you will, and it's great to talk to you, and good luck with the project.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
We'll look forward to watching this.
Aloha.
John Brecky's film, A Breath to Survive, is in the final hours of its final Kickstarter fundraising effort, and you can learn more about it on our HPR2 website, hpr2.org.